Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Produce Step Up. For this whole week, first week of October 2016, I'd like to talk to us about independence and what we can do on our own to build our nations. If you are listening from outside Nigeria or from any country that is not Nigeria, please, I want you to just adapt the lessons, the basic principles that I share in this podcast concerning building our country, Nigeria, and independence in your own country. My emphasis and my choice of using Nigeria is because I am a Nigerian, and in this season, Nigerians are celebrating their independence from colonial masters. Please understand that my discussion is not about Nigerian political independence. I'm talking about independence in your own personal life. I'm talking about independence in your life that empowers you to become all that you can be, that ensures you get to the peak in your life, that you get to the peak in your work, and that you get to the peak in your career. That's the kind of independence I'm talking about today. And in subsequent episodes, we'll go a deep further into that discussion. And possibly I'll begin to talk to us about what we can do as a people to build our nation. Now, it doesn't mean that if you are listening from outside Nigeria, you can't pick lessons from this. All I encourage you to do is to adapt the lessons that I share in these episodes into your own country and see what you can do in building your nation. First point I want to make to you is this. True mark of independence is not necessarily a date. Our country, Nigeria, gained freedom from the colonial master. It's not about a day. It's not about a date. As a matter of fact, every single day you reap the fruit of taking responsibility for your actions and doing what you should do for the result you desire. What you are doing is that you are celebrating your independence. Independence as an individual is not about freedom from colonial masters. Independence is when you have gained control in your life, when you are in control of your life and you're actively taking the right actions to reach your goals. It's like I said, it's not necessarily when a nation gained freedom from colonial rule. It is when you as an individual gain freedom from anything, anybody, any institution, any habit that is at present controlling your life at your own peril. You see, I like to let you know this about life. God designed our lives that we have values to offer. God designed our lives to create solutions. God designed our lives and empowered us to be able to produce results. God designed our lives and empowered us to be able to get work done. God designed our lives and equipped us with values, with talents, with abilities for the use of our nations and our world. Anything that inhibits your ability to manifest these things has kept you in bondage. It is when you gain freedom from them that you are said to have attained independence. In practical terms, I want to bring this into you clearly. If anything, any habit, any attitude, or any way of life is in any way inhibiting your ability to release what God has equipped you with, that is keeping you, that's kind of limiting you from becoming all you can be, from achieving all the results you can get, that thing has put you in bondage. It is when you gain freedom from these things, it is when you gain freedom from this kind of issues or this kind of situation, people and events, that you are set to be truly independent. You understand my point? Now, true mark of independence is gaining freedom from habits that limit you from becoming all that you can be. You see, in life, the habits we form to a very large extent affect who we become, they affect how much result we can get in life, they affect our performance at work, they affect our performance generally in life. Therefore, if there are habits you currently have that are keeping you from being able to get the maximum result you are capable of or God has wired you to be, then you are in bondage to that habit. You are not truly independent as an individual. Now, true mark of independence again is gaining control over your emotions and character, so that you do not make rash decisions based on your feelings, but make wise decisions based on logical reasoning and thinking through a process to ascertain what is right to do. You see, a lot of people, even though they claim Nigeria has independence, however, these people don't have independence on their own personal life. The reason is this: they have come to that point where they do not have control over their emotion. They are still at that phase where they act based on the way they feel. He said, let me tell you something in life. We have the way we feel to, we should do something. However, there is a right way to do something at every point in time. It's when we are able to step out to do things the right way they should be done that we are said to have grown into maturity. A little child, when he feels like defecating, just pull in his pants. However, when an adult feels like doing that, he exercises restraint. When a mature person feels like doing that, he exercises restraint until he gets to a toilet to be able to do that. If you are still at that phase in your life where when you feel anger, you unleash your anger. When you feel you have to steal, you will go about to steal. And when you feel you should have sex with someone, you go on to have sex with someone who is not your spouse, then you are obviously not in control of your emotion. Your emotion is still putting you, holding you to ransom. As a matter of fact, you are in bondage to your emotion. Independence means that you have come to the level where even though you feel like doing something, however, before you take any step to do something, you check through it to say, is this right? Is this wrong? Before you decide what to do. A true mark of independence is coming to that point where you are truly in charge of your life, doing what you should do per time to get to the place you are supposed to be. You see, one of those things I found out with many of us is that we think that somebody owes us. That is to say, we think that there are people that is their responsibility or job to make sure we succeed. Now, I'm sure God has people like that for us. God has prepared life that we need each other to make progress. We need each other to get results. However, I do not think there is anybody anywhere that it is personally his responsibility to make sure we succeed. Therefore, when you still think there are people that should help you, otherwise you will fail, then you have not come to that point of true independence. You should understand that you are responsible, completely responsible for your actions and inactions. Therefore, if you take action and it goes wrong, don't transfer the blame on anybody. If you also do nothing and something goes wrong, don't transfer the aggression to anybody. If people you expected to help you refuse to help you, then move on with your life and try to help yourself. Please don't get the impression I'm saying that people shouldn't help or we shouldn't help ourselves. I mean, I need to be mad to begin to suggest that. But the point I'm making is that it is also immaturity. It's a sign of bondage. It's a sign of not having true independence that we wake up in the morning, that we'll go on with our life thinking people owe it to us to make sure we succeed. True mark of independence, like I said, is coming to the point where you are completely responsible for your action. I want to bring something again to your attention. Even though we should crave for independence, even though we should get independent, even though as individual we need independence, which is the state of life where we have freedom, where we are able to release every single thing God has created us to do, it is important you do not seek independence when you are not capable of it. Yes, do not seek independence when you are not capable of it. If you seek independence when you are not qualified, when you are not able, when you have not come to the point where you should seek it, you will realize that you have sought independence than within your life. You are 13-year-old. You do not know enough about life to say you don't need anybody's counsel. You can be on your own and all that. So please do not, just because you have acquired age, decide you are going to be independent. In the same vein, don't vex and leave your job. Don't get angry and resign your job. You need to be sure you have developed your capacity to the point where you can indeed be independent of your boss, still earn the money you should earn, and make career progress in whatever career you have chosen for yourself. The point I'm making is that we all need independence. It is that state of life, is that state of heart that empowers us to be able to release every single thing God has put in us without any restraints. And I'm saying that the earlier we seek this independence, the better we are able to release all that God has deposited in us. Now, as I step out today, I want to issue a caveat. No matter how much you crave for independence and you want to get independence, please understand that you cannot claim you have independence because you have succeeded in relegating God to the background. You see, one of those foolish things people do is that because God has helped them to gain understanding on how his creation work in the area of physics, in the area of medicine and science, they now think that, oh, they are now God, therefore they don't need God. Independence is not thinking you can do without God. As a matter of fact, you cannot do without God, and nobody has been able to do without God, so please don't even bother trying to gain independence from him. We are daily, naturally, perpetually dependent on him for our survival. Of course, please do not get the impression I'm saying that we do not do something we can do on our own. He has empowered us with what we need to get the work we have to do done. So on that basis, he has given us some level of independence. But please do not think you can just be on your own and don't give a damn to what he said. I hope you got my point. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Produce Step Up, brought to you by Produce World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit Produce.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Produce World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.